Hey, this is Tim King from the band Soil and Embryonic Autopsy, and you're watching CMS TV. Turn that shit up.
There's a couple of tunes from 1988 going out by request to Timothy Callis. We heard Flotsam and Jetsam there with Heart on You and Death Angel with Open Up. He said, taking you back to 1988 tonight, back when society was still normal and the chicks were still hot.
Well, he's not wrong.
And just before that, we heard some Ozzy Osbourne with Suicide Solution. That one going out by request to Jeff. He said, dedicated to all the lesbos and the soy boys on the college campuses protesting shit they know nothing about.
He's not wrong either.
Some more fans are fed up with the bullshit.
Who's not?
Who's not fed up with it? I know I am.
I'm sick of it.
Yep.
And then old fucking Puddinhead relieving the fucking debt from these fucking dummies from the colleges.
He can't do that.
He can't. Well, he did.
No, he didn't.
He did. He did. He forgave 10% of it.
No. He
did.
The president doesn't have the ability to wipe out debt. Dude. I mean, that's a headline and stuff, but to actually make that happen, it doesn't happen.
Biden-Harris administration approves $1.2 billion in loan.
They approve it, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen. That has to be passed by Congress to do that.
Well,
this is a campaign thing. This is an election year thing. Oh, well, we're going to wipe out your debt. Oh, okay, cool. It's like, but that doesn't happen. The president doesn't have the ability with a stroke of a pen just to alleviate debt. It doesn't happen.
I hope you're right.
It doesn't happen that way.
I hope you're right. And if they're going to alleviate that debt, how about the fucking EIDL debt that you cocksuckers put me under for fucking closing my business during COVID, you fuck faces? How about that, you motherfuckers?
Yeah. Well, again, the president doesn't have the ability to just wipe out debt. It just doesn't happen. That's a dictatorship that has to be approved by Congress to do that. And Congress isn't going to do that. This is just sort of a talking point of, oh, well, the election's coming up in November. So this is what we're going to do for you college students. So come out and vote for us because we'll just wipe your debt out. It doesn't work that way.
I'm just looking to see, when is there a vote for this then?
There isn't any.
So then what did he approve?
Nothing.
He just said it?
He just said it. Yep, I approve of that. Hey, Chris, do you still owe some money on credit cards or your home mortgage? Well, sure. I'm going to wipe that out and I approve of that.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. I can't keep up with all this shit. I mean, I'm whatever. Fuck these cocksucking fucks. I hate them all.
Yeah. Let's see here.
I'm looking at the Department of Education. They're saying it's in.
No. Well, again, that doesn't mean it's going to happen. It's just talking. He's been saying this for years.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying, I don't know. I'm saying, I'm looking at this shit and I'm just like, oh, motherfuck. This save plan, whatever that is.
Right, of course.
Save plan. Whatchamacallit, Trump better come in here and pretend that he's President Biden on the first day and just wipe out all of his fucking nonsense.
Right.
All of it needs to be wiped out. Says the Biden-Harris administration has fought tirelessly to provide borrowers the relief they have earned In total, the administration has now approved debt cancellation of nearly $3.9 million. Well, if they've approved it, then what stops it from going in?
It's going to happen. They're just saying that, well, we approve of our plan.
I thought that it would go through the Senate to the president, and then they approve it. Isn't that how that works?
No, it has to go through the House. You didn't learn anything from...
I did. I'm saying it would go through there, and then the president signs it.
No, you didn't learn anything from how a bill becomes
a
law and all this other stuff.
I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill.
It has to go through the House and the Senate, then go to the president for signing.
Yeah, but if the president's approved it, isn't that the same as him signing it and it's already been through this shit?
No, he's just proposing this.
Oh, all right.
Nothing's been approved.
And Scooby says that he bypassed Congress.
No, you can't do that.
Executive order.
Yeah, just temporarily. But it's not a standing thing. I'm shooting you over a link right now.
All right.
And even Nasty Pelosi said that the president doesn't have the ability to wipe out debt.
And good. I'm not asking for it. I understand. Ridiculous.
But what I'm trying to say is that this is just all nonsense. It's nonsense. It's just a talking point. It's just like, well, this is what we're going to do. And again, it's just buying votes. It's just trying to buy votes.
How come she always looks like she's sucking on a fucking
cough drop? Because she's got false teeth.
Jesus, old cunt. Wouldn't make me sad if she died.
No, of course not. She's one of the biggest problems we have in this country.
All right, falsies, let's see what you got to say. Oh, turn the sound on.
There's been a lot of back and forth between the administration and Democrats here on Capitol Hill about student loans and canceling student loan debt. Mm-hmm. Each has said, well, the president can do this by executive order. The president said, let's do it by legislation. Can you explain why the administration and Democrats in Congress pushing for this are fighting this out this way? It would seem there's not the votes to pass the bill. Is that in fact the case? Is that why Congress is...
No. Well, thank you for your question. It's so refreshing to get a question on substance and process, but not responding to whatever. Here's the thing. People think that the president of the United States... Is this more on the subject than you ever want to know? Well, you'll let me know. People think that the president of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone, he can delay, but he does not have that power. That has to be an act of Congress. And I don't even like to call it forgiveness because that implies a transgression. It's not to be forgiven.
It should imply a transgression, you stupid cunt. They took a loan that they can't pay.
Or don't.
That is a transgression.
Or they don't want to pay.
Yeah. What the hell? All right.
But coming from Nasty Pelosi's mouth.
Yeah.
She's a hardcore Demi.
Mm-hmm.
She's even telling you the truth right here. The president doesn't have that ability to just wipe out debt.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope everybody's right here. I can't look at her anymore.
So she even said, president doesn't have that power just to stroke a pen and go, okay, debt forgiveness.
Good.
It doesn't happen that way. It's just a way of ginning up votes and go, oh, well, Biden's going to forgive my $150,000 school loan for a sociology degree that I'll never use.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I hope that's the way it stays, because there's no way that should be happening. That's retarded.
That again is another big lie.
Yeah.
It's bad not enough. Happening.
Bad enough we keep giving all our money to other fucking countries.
Yep.
Fucking jizzballs. I hate them.
Exactly. All right. Well, we got about 40 minutes or so to wrap up the show.
Okay.
And this is something that you and I just briefly touched on when we were chatting, or you actually sent me a text on this, and okay. I was aware of it. Well, we were kind of discussing, what was it, just last week, about who's listening to Sirius XM radio?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we were just like, who's paying for Sirius XM radio when there's shows like the Classic Metal Show to listen to, Joe Rogan, Anthony Cumia, all these podcasts? There's Spotify to listen to. You can listen to what you want to hear. You could program your own, music channels. You can listen to YouTube. You can whatever. It's just like, why would anybody subscribe to Sirius XM radio?
Right.
What content are they offering you that you're willing to spend 10 or 15 bucks a month, whatever their rate is now?
Eddie Trunk.
Please.
Jim and Sam.
Yeah. Okay. See, there's just no value in it.
I agree.
So we were wondering about that, but apparently there was an article that popped up out this week that Sirius XM loses 445,000 satellite radio and 64,000 Pandora subscribers.
Oof. Ouch. Half a million and a quarter.
But again, what is the value in satellite radio?
The only value that I see in it today, and it's not a value, I'm going to say this, but I'm giving it a caveat. It's not a value that makes it more valuable than the other option. I'm just saying it is a value, is the ability to listen to whatever you like driving across the country.
Yeah, but are you
actually, again, I'm not saying that's better.
Are you actually listening to what you like? Because you can, in the real definition of listening to what you like, you might as well turn on Spotify.
Well, yeah, maybe. It just depends on what you're like. I'll use over the road truck drivers as an example. A lot of the over the road truck drivers, not you necessarily, but you probably would have done this too when you were driving.
Yeah, but that's.
But hold on.
Go ahead.
A lot of the over the road drivers might like to have the block of sports channels, the sports talk, the baseball games, all the baseball games, so that they can hear their local team from back what city they're in, etc., and have the ability to listen all day long. Now, again, I'm not saying that makes it better than what the internet provides.
Right.
I'm just saying it's easier.
Okay.
That's the only thing I can think of, is over-the-road truck drivers.
So it's convenience.
It is convenience. I don't think it's anything more than that.
You're paying for programming. You're paying for convenience.
I think so, yeah.
All right, fair enough. Audio entertainment giant Sirius XM, the home of Howard Stern. Is anybody listening to Howard Stern?
The home of Howard Stern.
Reported on Tuesday that it lost 359,000 self-pay subscribers. And notice how they phrase that, self-pay. That means these are not the subscribers who get it in their car.
Right.
In its satellite radio unit in the first quarter.
There's this guy's. I'm going to say this about the Yacht Rock channel, just real quick.
But you can listen to Yacht
Rock. Yeah, there's a Spotify. There's 10 different Yacht Rock channels on Spotify.
Right, of course.
The Yacht Rock channel is cool. I will say, whoever curates that is a fucking genius, but it's just like commercial radio in that it's only about 50 songs. So you hear 50, 55 songs. If you listen to the Yacht Rock channel for 8 hours, you'll start hearing repeats.
Right, of course.
And that's not acceptable when you're paying for it. If I listen to the Spotify Yacht Rock channel, I know for a fact that the playlist that's called Yacht Rock, only because I listen to it quite often, has something like 300 to 500 songs in it. So it goes a hell of a long time before you hear repeat number one.
Yeah, it's like a whole week's worth.
Yeah, it's a really long time. So, again, they're whoever curated it did a nice job, but it's still not a just not a shitload of songs. You know.
And how does he know it's an actual live DJ?
It's not. Well, I mean, sometimes it is, I guess.
Well, how do you know? How do you know what's a voice track and what's actually a live DJ? Unless, of course, they're given the time and the weather exactly at that day.
Yeah.
You know,
and even then, you could track that.
Because even your friend Mark Striggle, I'm sure he records all his spots.
He does some live and some recorded. I know that to be true because he definitely does post pictures of him doing interviews in real time.
Okay, well, interviews is different because those people will come to the XM studio, XM Sirius studios, you know, but I'm sure it's not as prevalent as it used to be.
No, I mean, actual live DJ. What does and this is an age old argument.
Yes.
This is the argument of what difference does it make if it's a best of or a fucking, if it's a new pre-record or a live show, what difference does it make? It doesn't make any difference. You're still getting new content. We're still alive and making the content. We're just making it a day earlier, a day later, or 4 days earlier or whatever.
Well, they want to be like Tesla, into the now.
Yeah, but it's dumb.
I agree.
It's so dumb.
It's a mental thing.
And you know what makes it even more dumb to me? That the same people that bitch when we do a pre-record, then listen during the week when they know that it's pre-recorded from Saturday.
Right, of course.
It's like, what are you complaining about?
Yeah, well, I guess it's the interaction, maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe it's just the interaction of it all. I don't know. It's a whole thing. But anyway, it said Tuesday they announced that it lost 359,000 self-pay subscriber in its satellite radio unit in the first quarter. The decline from a year earlier loss of 347,000.
Right.
Self-pay subs resulted from fewer trial starts in late 2023 and higher first quarter churn. Paid promotional subscribers during the latest quarter fell by 86,000 customers compared to a gain of 66,000 subscribers in the category from last year. This added up to an overall first quarter subscriber drop of 445,000 compared to the 281 in the same quarter of 2023. It's almost double.
Yeah.
You know, some people are just like, what am I paying this for?
Well, they are wondering that because there's no reason to now. I mean, there's so many podcasts out there, and I don't just mean the little small guys. I mean, even like today, I was watching a pretty big, I guess it's a big podcast, but it was a podcast the guy's name is Tom Zenner.
Okay.
And it was him and Cato Kalin have a podcast talking to everybody and their brother involved in the OJ trial.
Okay.
So it was those two talking to, not Van Adder, the other guy, Tom, whatever his name was. The guy with the mustache, bald head, the investigator, the detective.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I can't think of his name for the life of me, but it was really good. It was professional, and they had good equipment. They sounded good, and it had good. It was as good as any TV or radio show that I would listen to. It was just as good, except for they could swear and stuff, which to me is better. You know, I liked it.
Yep. My nephew cued me in on something this week. He said, I haven't watched it or listened to it yet, but apparently Colin Quinn was on Rogan this week.
Okay.
I wasn't aware of it, but I guess it was pretty good. Tom Lang.
Yeah, Tom Lang.
All right. Yeah. So, you know, again, if that's of interest to you, that's available.
Yeah.
there's so much available out there.
Yeah, pretty much anything you want is available. You want comedy, you want sports, you want, you know, pop culture, true crime. It's all out there. You don't need to go to the radio and say, I wonder what they're going to talk about today. And I shouldn't be saying that because that's exactly why we need coming to our show.
Right. Exactly. Sirius XM, led by CEO Jennifer Witz, also reported self-pay subscriber on its Pandora Plus and Pandora Premium services fell by 64,000. Yeah, because they're probably going over to Spotify.
Well, and not for nothing, I haven't used Pandora in years at this point.
Right.
But Pandora was never very good.
That's what I'm saying. You know, they were absorbed by Sirius XM, and people probably went, what is so special about this?
Yeah. Yeah. Pandora was always just kind of like the free Spotify playing. Like we pick one song and then it plays like a playlist of whatever it thinks you would want to hear.
Right. Exactly. During the first quarter compared to last year, a loss of 7,000. So they lost 64,000 in this quarter. A year ago, they only lost 7,000.
Wow. That would be more.
During a morning analyst call, Witz conceded the launch of the new Sirius XM streaming app. Again, what's so special about the streaming app? Didn't they already have a streaming? They've had streaming since the mid-2000s, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because when you subscribe to Sirius XM, you got the internet for free, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had that internet, like you had an internet page if you weren't connected.
Yeah.
Because I used to use that all the time at work.
Yeah, I had it on my phone or on my computer or something, because if you didn't, they had the internet app that you could listen to Sirius XM if you didn't have a signal.
Yeah, they've had that. I mean, dude, I used that so long ago. I can tell you where I was working. I was working at the phone company. That was like 2003, 4?
That's what I'm saying, mid-2000s.
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Yeah, so it's been 20 years.
Yeah, they've had that forever.
Yeah, so nothing new about that.
Well, it's a new app, maybe. New coat of paint.
During the morning call, Witz conceded the launch of the new Sirius XM streaming app for some longtime customers had been disruptive, but added innovation to reach younger subscribers beyond cars was growing. But again, it's been available for 20 years.
What younger person that finds whatever they want to listen to on a podcast is going to say, you know what? I think I'd rather switch to not being able to pick exactly what I want. Dude, I know this, and this is with my kids who are a little bit older than the current generation. You know, they're like 10 years older than the current generation. They don't have a fucking clue about television. They have never, ever watched television the way me and you do.
Right, of course.
First of all, they don't even watch it now. Like, no.
Yeah, you know, because they watch everything on their phone.
They don't watch TV. They watch YouTube. They don't watch. What I'm saying is, you know, we've talked about this a million times. I have all these goddamn services, right? Whether it's the paid ones or the free ones or whatever. There's a million of them. You know, and I watch them all. My kids have never watched any of them. My kids, every once in a while, somebody will ask me, hey, what's the Netflix password? Because they never have it on any device even. And they'll come to me and they'll be like, what's the Netflix password? And I tell them the password so that they can watch, I don't know, some Marvel movie or something. And then they forget and they have to watch it again. Then they have to ask me again 3 months later because they forget what the password is.
Because they don't, it's not a consistent watch. It's just like,
no.
Yeah, I just need to log in just to see this one thing.
Mm-hmm. They don't watch TV like we do. They don't have shows like we do. They don't have, like, you know, a year and a half ago or whatever, we were all clued in on Animal Kingdom.
Right.
My kids have no concept of that. They don't have. When I start talking about shows that I liked in my lifetime, the only concept that they have of those shows is if they walked by when I was watching them. They have no clue of Sons of Anarchy or Mayans MC or whatever.
What about the 90s shows that that documentary covered about like the iCarly shows and those things?
They watched them as little kids.
Yeah.
But as soon as they got old enough to have a phone, they were done. Okay. They were off of Nickelodeon and whatever, and they moved to just YouTube. They just like YouTube, where they can watch people that are playing the same video games that they're playing, or there's a service out there called Crunchyroll that I know a lot of them watch, which
is it called Crunchyroll?
Yeah.
Crunchyroll.
I
wasn't even aware.
Yeah, it's an anime thing.
All right.
It's almost like an anime, like Paramount Plus for anime, I guess.
All right.
You know, it's one of those things where they can watch all kinds of different anime shit. And I don't know if they watch it in series or if it's all different. I know nothing about it. So maybe they do have series on that. I don't know.
Does Belle Delphine show her pussy on there?
I don't know. She might draw it. First of all, Studley, there's nothing wrong with the fucking Golden Girls. Yeah, that's a fantastic show.
Yeah, that Rue McClanahan, she gets my dick hard.
Sexy. B. Arthur? I mean, what could be hotter than B. Arthur and a G. Arthur? That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Anyway, you were saying about Pandora and TV.
Yeah, our early engagement metrics and other consumer signals we are following from the new SiriusXM app are improving. Are they? We are confident that our app platform relaunch and the product improvements coming in the car are putting us in the right path.
Oh, good.
SiriusXM is going to be a thing of the past in years.
It's people are going to talk about the same way they talk about CB radios and fucking walkie talkies.
It's over.
It's done.
It was a fantastic thing when it launched back in 99.
Yeah.
But we're, you know, 30 years past that.
Yeah. But looking at history, it was a bridge. It was the bridge between commercial radio and podcasting.
Yeah. Absolutely.
That's what it was.
Absolutely.
At the time, it was spectacular. Man, it was so cool. I still remember how, dude, I don't think I ever listened to more radio.
Right.
Than when I first got, like, 2004. When did ONA come on? 2004, right?
Yeah, right.
That's when I got it. Right for ONA. And I must have spent 10 hours a day listening to satellite radio.
Sure.
I would listen to all of ONA. I'd listen to all of Ron and Fez. And then there was a couple of other shows that I got to listen to. And I was listening to The Boneyard. And I was listening to, you know, Hair Nation. And what was that trucker thing? I used to listen to that all the time, too. Oh,
like the Truck and Hobo or something like that?
Yeah, whatever that was. It was like, you know, the over-the-road show or something.
Yeah, right.
I used to listen to that, too. And Deep Tracks. Remember Deep Tracks?
Oh, yeah, Deep Tracks.
Deep Tracks was great, too. I mean, but that time is over. I like a good deep track now, but if I want a good deep track now, I'll go to Spotify.
Sure.
I'll pick an artist that I like, and I'll play track 8. That's a deep track. I don't need SiriusXM to surprise me with, oh, look at this. It's a Beyond Fear tune.
SiriusXM executives on the call talked about continuing innovation to drive new subscribers, growth, and revenue. I just don't see this happening. The included possibility putting some podcasts behind a paywall. See, again, we know what a paywall is about. You and I, we ask $5 a month and people bitch and moan and complain about that.
Mm-hmm.
You think people are going to pay for Joe Rogan?
No.
Joe Rogan is the top podcast of a podcast out there. Mm-hmm. Adam Carolla, you know, the classic metal show, of course, is right up there next to Joe.
Right.
You know, but having SiriusXM put a podcast behind a paywall, that's not going to work.
Well, and the other problem with that, too, is that, you know, a lot of people are used to paywall now if the content is controversial. That's what they're willing to pay for on a paywall. They're not willing to pay for an extra segment of the Eddie Trunk Show.
No, of course not.
No controversy to that. Who's going to pay for that? Hey, we're going to do this special segment just for you guys today. It's going to be What Happened to Queensryche? Great. Am I going to pay $5 a month for that? No. Or in SiriusXM terms, $22.99 a month? Fuck no. Get real.
That included possibly putting some podcasts behind a paywall or offering a lower cost and even free or ad supported SiriusXM services. So here you are, you're paying for XM radio plus you're getting commercials.
Well, that is the model that's being worked into the TV world. So why wouldn't it go in that?
I noticed that. So again, what does commercial radio have to offer you that costs you absolutely nothing? Yeah, you're going to have to sit through 20 minutes of commercials, but you're still getting free content.
Yeah. For me personally, and I think more and more people as we go, we're just leaning all the way in now on podcasts.
Yeah.
Like I have 35 podcasts on that I'm subscribed to at any given time. At any given time, I have 35 shows. Every day, it takes 10 minutes for everything to download.
I'm sure it does.
But when I just want to throw something on, I throw the headphones on and I just decide what I want to listen to, metal or sports or whatever. I go to that little category and just hit play, and it'll play all fucking day. And it'll play what I want to hear because I've curated it. I've picked it.
Plus, when you want to hear it.
Plus when I want to hear it. I don't have to, oh shit, I got it. It's 12 o'clock. I got to tune into Jim Rome. Remember those days?
Yeah.
That day is dumb. And Rome is on like Jim Rome show. Like if you like Jim Rome, I like Jim Rome personally, but his shtick got old for me. I did enjoy him, but his shtick got real old with the, you know, whatever he used to say. And so I stopped, but his show now is 100% on podcast. So you can get it. I mean, it's got some commercials in it, but who gives a shit? Like you listen to Mark Levin. You pay for that?
No.
Yeah, it's free. It's the whole show, right?
It is.
Yeah. I listen to Michael Savage every once in a while. It's free. It's out there, you know. You can listen to anything you want on podcast now. There's no reason to use SiriusXM.
That's the point. So that's what I'm saying. SiriusXM is going to be a dinosaur. It's going to be a thing of the past. I can't imagine how that model stays profitable.
It dies the day Stern retires.
Yeah.
I think that's the only thing holding it up now.
But even then, who's still listening to Stern?
There's more than you think, dude.
Again, I don't know the answer. That's what I'm asking the question.
I'm sure that it's seven figures.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
There's a reason the fucking president of the United States is willing to sit down with the guy.
Fair enough.
You know, I mean, he's not doing that if their cum is 22,000 listeners.
I agree with that.
So, you know, he's still probably... Stern is probably, I would say he's probably is still in the top three most listened to in the country.
Okay.
I mean, who would be bigger? Hannity?
Is he even doing it?
I don't even know if he's still on. I don't know who, but like Buck and Clay Travis, I don't think they're doing bigger. And Bongino left. You know, and Bongino, and again, this goes to the podcast thing. You can pay for Sirius to hear Stern, or you can go and listen to Bongino, and he has 2 million fucking listeners on Rumble. 2 million. Steven Crowder has like a million or half million or something subscribers. Sticks, Axe, and Hammer has a fucking almost a half million subscribers, I believe.
Yeah, and he's just a guy who does his thing from his back porch.
From his house, yeah. I mean, he's just a dude. It's gone. Dude, the whole model, certainly the model for SiriusXM is gone. I think the whole model for commercial radio is gone. If somebody wants to know how to make $1 billion, make some sort of radio that will just subscribe to podcasts and download them. If you could make that and make it easy to surf through, like with the Apple AirPlay or whatever that's on the cars.
Yeah.
If you could invent that, that would take off. That would be the new CD player of the 90s. It would just sell and sell and sell because you could have all your podcasts. You literally could have in your hand what you want without ever having to even fuck with your phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
And that would be a death knell as well for Sirius.
Right. Overall, the company posted quarterly revenues of $2.16 billion, up 1% from the $2.14 billion. In the first quarter of 2023, the company recorded earnings of $265 million or 7 cents per share, up from a year earlier at $233 million or 6 cents per share. SiriusXM pointed to advertising revenue. See, that's the whole thing. That's the reason why people had SiriusXM.
Yeah.
They didn't have to listen to commercials.
Mm-hmm.
But now they're now having to solicit commercial sponsors.
Yeah.
To help, you know, pay the freight, as it mm-hmm. were.
And I don't think many people are going to do it. Like honestly, that's the model that TV is going to, too. And I think you are going to see, I honestly believe in the TV world, you're going to see a lot of these companies go down.
Right.
I'm not going to be surprised if Paramount Plus goes down because they're losing money hand over fist. And they're talking about it. And you know what Amazon did, wedging commercials into their streams now. Fuck that. Why am I paying $150 a year to Amazon and then getting commercial? As soon as they did that, I canceled. I was like, fuck them, man.
SiriusXM pointed to advertising revenue rising 7% to $402 million, which was offset by subscription revenue falling 1% by $1.68 billion. $1.68 billion. Witz also told analysts that the company was working through, that's in quotations, negotiations to combine the satellite radio giant with the Liberty SiriusXM tracking stock group, but put on no firm timeline on completing the proposed transaction beyond the early quarter three. Liberty Media, led by the president and CEO Greg Maffield and chairman John Malone, owns an 83% stake in SiriusXM. Wow. And is looking to take full control of the satellite radio company to offer investors a more attractive value proposition. Holy shit. Scott Greenstein, president and chief content officer of SiriusXM Radio, talked about his company possibly having to replace Howard Stern should the king of all media retire and not renew his longstanding deal when it comes up next year. So what do you think? Is he going to renew? Do they have money to give him? Is he interested enough to, you know, collect that paycheck for the minimal effort that he puts in?
I think he'll do it till he dies.
Okay.
Honestly, I what's he going to do?
True. But is he 70?
Yeah.
He's 70 now.
Yeah. I mean, what's he going to sit home with Beth and fucking play with the cats? I mean, he's not going to do that. He's going to inch it back even further, though, I'll bet. I'll bet it'll be 2 days a week. I'll bet it'll be 2 days a week for the same money. He's doing 3 days a week now, I believe.
Is it just three?
I think it's three.
Okay.
He'll inch it back to Monday and Tuesday or something, or Tuesday and Wednesday, and then they'll Monday do and
Wednesday or some shit like that.
Yeah. The problem that they have is that would be enough. Quite honestly, if they would play all the real Stern stuff on XM, even just the real Stern stuff from the first 10 years that he was with X or Sirius, I might even subscribe to that. If they would just replay the first 10 years of it.
Well, the thing is because of his political,
his new political slant, yeah,
he wants to bury that like it never happened.
Yeah. And therefore there's nothing. Why would you listen? So you can hear that time that he sat down with Jennifer Aniston to talk about her big movie. Get the fuck out of here with that. Yeah. I mean, dude, I don't know why they would re-sign Stern except for, he draws enough, and they know this. They know exactly what he draws. He draws enough people at $15 a month. You know, I mean, think about it. If it's a million, that's $15 million a month. $200 million a year, roughly. That's a lot of money for one fucking show.
I agree.
They pay him, what, $100 million? Is that right?
It's 50%.
I don't know. I mean, I forget what his number is. I thought it was $100 million a year.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
But even that, if he's drawing $200 million a year, that's a worthwhile proposition.
Yeah. You never want to be a company without Howard. And if he decides to retire or do whatever he does, that's his choice, he told analysts. In 2020, Stern last extended his deal with the company for his flagship show by 5 years. You don't replace someone. You come up with a strategy of what your current demo and your target audience is, and you look at what would be the best suited for that at any given time. We love our bench. Greenstein added about the potential post-Howard Stern world for SiriusXM. Stern, as SiriusXM's most valuable creative asset, is not only key to retaining subscribers, but also holding on to the attractive top talent of the satellite radio and streaming services. Who's the top talent on SiriusXM?
Dude, wouldn't it be something if when Stern retires, if the top talent is evaluated as Jim and Sam?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think Jim is not doing the show anymore. I think he's done after this contract expires.
Is he?
That's what he said.
Well, they say that every year.
Well, again, that's just what he said.
Yeah, I was unaware of that.
Yep. He's just like, yeah, this isn't really benefiting me anymore, so I'm kind of done with this.
And the other thing, too, is Sam Roberts isn't there. Sam has, I got to give it to that dude. He went from being a doofus intern.
Yeah, he's an intern.
But now he's been a lead on that show for 10 years or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also really worked himself into a pretty sweet position on WWE. Okay. He is featured all the time on every one of their damn shows. And like the kickoff shows, which are like the pay-per-views.
Okay.
They do like an hour or 2 hour like talk-up show. At least half of those shows, he's one of the panelists on it.
All right.
Like, he's a legit guy now with WWE. He doesn't need SiriusXM. Well,
I mean, he's been at that for close to 20 years, though.
Yeah, but he still made it.
Well, what I'm trying to say is he deserves it after that amount of time he's dedicated to his wrestling and WWE and all the things that he does with the whole...
Mm-hmm.
I mean... He's got a vested interest in that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, of course.
It's never been my thing. I mean, obviously, I've listened to the archive shows over the years, and, you know, it's not my thing, but he's had a passion for it. Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing. He's had a passion for it.
Yeah. Just, dude, it's really, we're at a really weird time with all of digital media, because I honestly think anything in the commercialized zone is on its way out. The terrestrial radio, commercial television, all that stuff is on its way out. And it's all trying to figure out how to reposition itself now. You know, dude, just as an example, since we're talking about WWE real quick, on Wednesdays now, WWE has a show. I think it's called WWE Speed or something.
Okay.
It airs every Wednesday at noon on Twitter. And it's a tournament every week, but the matches are only 3 minutes long.
Okay.
So it's only, so you watch for like an hour and you see like 10 wrestling matches or whatever in an hour. And, you know, and it's on Twitter. And WWE is moving in October to Netflix for Raw. And I think the CW picked up one of their shows. So everything is shifting around. And, you know, the traditional days of, well, it's 8 o'clock, go to this and go to that, are over. You know, when WWE moves to Netflix, they're not going to give a shit if people tune in live. All they're going to care about is that the content. I mean, if you were a fan of wrestling, dude, would you watch it live or would you watch it when you're home? Like, you'd keep up with it, but you wouldn't necessarily be like, fuck, I got to get home. It's Monday, 8 o'clock.
No, again, if you could see it and you know you can see it, you're not, yeah, you're not going to schedule your whole day around it.
Yeah. I'll be honest, when there's things that are live, I go out of my way, other than sports, when there's things that are live shows, I go out of my way to not watch it when it's live so that I can watch it whenever I want to watch it in on demand. You know, I'd like, you know, I've talked about this a million times. I love like SVU. I honestly don't know what day it's on. I have no idea what day it actually airs on. But I know that once a week I get a little text thing on my phone that says, there's a new episode of SVU that you can watch now. And then I go and I watch it if I want to. It's all different now, man. The old days of turning the knob until you fucking find the show you want are over. It's completely done.
Well, again, you have the ability to program your own watching.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want to see, that's what you get to see.
Yeah. Exactly right.
And, you know, again, if that's too much work for you, I guess you're just fucking lazy.
Yeah, you're just a bum.
It's just like, well, I want somebody to pick my content for me. I just want to, mm-hmm, sit back and listen.
Yeah.
Well, why don't you just take an active part? And hey, I don't necessarily want to hear whatever it is that comes on the radio or whatever platform you listen to. It's just like, you can pick and choose.
Well, and dude, I think that a lot more people are doing it than any of these analysts ever realize. I think that's why across the board, other than football, everything else is down. Concert attendance down. Sports, baseball down. Basketball down. Because people don't want to have to be somewhere at a certain time anymore. You know, I don't want to have to be somewhere to catch the first pitch of the baseball game or whatever. I'd rather watch it at fucking 2 a.m. You know? Quite honestly, and believe me, if they found a way to keep the scores off of social media somehow and keep my friends from texting me those scores, I'd never watch anything in real time.
It's the whole spoiler alert.
Yeah. Well, it's who wants to watch? Like, I'm obviously a Browns fan. But if somebody texts me, oh, my God, dude, the Browns fucking lost today, 27-22, I'm not very likely to go watch that game.
Because you know the outcome.
Because I already know what's going to happen.
Right, of course.
You know, so why watch it? But other than that, though, you know, like concerts. You know how many concerts I've said, I think I want to go see that show, and then I watch it on YouTube, and I'm like, okay, I'm good. I really am. I'm just like, okay, I'm good. Watched it at home.
Saw it. Been there. Yeah. Done that.
Saw there. Exactly what I'll see if I go out there. But if I go out there, I got to pay $50 to park and 20 a beer or whatever. I can watch it right here with a fucking six pack. I'm good.
All right. I didn't miss anything too monumental. It's not like I missed the Corey Feldman show.
That's right. Too funny.
All right. Well, I think we're going to get out of here. I think we gave you your full 6 hours worth of entertainment and, you know, redeemed our, what is this? What is it? Come out to $5 a month divided by four. So it's like $1.25.
Yeah.
So we gave you your $1.25 worth of entertainment.
Yeah.
Over
enjoy
the
it.
Over the last 6 hours.
Yeah. Enjoy it, fuckwads.
Yeah. So you paid us $1.25.
Thank you.
For all of our magical talent.
Yeah. For our scary goodness.
All right. Well, we're going to get out of here. Everybody have a safe and enjoyable week. We'll be back next Saturday, God willing, and do this thing all over again. So I'm going to leave you since I haven't played any of that awful band Dokken tonight.
What?
Terrible band Dokken.
Quick, Jim, hang up. Don't listen.
You play too much Dokken. I hate that band.
Jim, Ben Benjamin, click off now. Click off right now. So you don't have to hear it.
Right.
Click out of it.
Right. Well, I'm going to leave you with a bonus track.
Whoosh.
Got to leave you with If the Good Die Young. So until next Saturday night, this is Neely along with my very good friend,
Chris Egan.
And we're gone.
Bye, kids.
Seth and Chris don't say it enough, but the best place for everything associated with The Seth Williams Show is their website, www.thesethwilliamshow.com. You can watch all live episodes of the show live right there on the site. You can get past shows in both audio and video on demand formats. You can join our exclusive VIP programs on Minds and Super Chat right from the page. You can also purchase all the best Seth Show merchandise on the page as well. Bookmark it today, www.thesethwilliamshow.com.